In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt amongst men, and we beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John chapter 1, verse 1 and 14.
Being an oracle is not a title, but a responsibility. Make time and listen to Oracle Hour with Prophet Dele Adom, right here on Sambana Radio every Tuesday
at 12 p.m. GMT. Locate at Zuzia House Ministry every Sundays 8:30 a.m. to 12 p.m. and Tuesdays 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. at Lashibi Motors Bus Stop, the bus stop before the funeral home. For prayers, counseling and inquiries, call 0246-111161, 0246-111161, or call 0246-260-630, 0246-260-630. God bless you. God.
That take you to the next level of your life. So this afternoon, journey with me as we enter into the Word of God. I am trusting God that your life is not going to remain the same. Let's have a word of prayer. Father, I thank you this afternoon. I commit my listeners into your hands. I pray that you brood over them, O God, in the name of Jesus. You unleash your spirit upon them. I pray that, my Lord, my God, you give them illumination, insight, and understanding into your word. I pray that somebody listening to me this afternoon will never remain the same in the name of Jesus. Let somebody be blessed, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I give you the thanks, I give you the praise. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray with thanksgiving. Amen. As I said, I am preaching a message entitled Grace. John chapter 10, the verse number 10. Let me take the B. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. Let me take it again. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. Life is for enjoyment, not for endearment. He created us to enjoy life. God's intention, plan, and program for his children, as revealed by the scriptures, is to enjoy life and not to struggle. The original intention of God for his children is to enjoy life. A man was living that dream until iniquity was found in man, and the man was driven out of the Garden of Eden. Thanks be to God that Christ was sent again for the restoration of that glory, that grace that was lost to the devil. Child of God, there are courtesies and privileges that you ought to enjoy as a child of God. But in order for those things to be made available, you need a relationship with God. Now, Satan's agenda, Satan's job description has already been defined. He came to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But the Word of God declares that God or Jesus came that we should have life and have it in abundance. Child of God, I don't know your position in life today, but I came to tell you this afternoon, if you make Jesus your priority, that what God said about your life will surely come to pass without fail. Hallelujah. Ephesians chapter 2, the verse number 8. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourself, it is the gift of God. By faith are ye saved. By grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourself, it is the gift of God. Romans chapter 3, the verse number 24. Being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Child of God, without grace, there is a limit you can enjoy life. There is a limit to which you can do things in this life without the grace of God. Just like the jack, a mechanical device used to lift and provide support for heavy objects, grace is a divine leverage from God. Grace is a state of divine acceptance with God. It is an exclusive reserve of God. For by grace, we are saved and justified. Let me take that place again. Without grace, there is a limit you can enjoy life. Just like the jack, a mechanical device used to lift and provide support for heavy objects. Grace is a divine leverage from God. Grace is a state of divine acceptance with God. It is an exclusive reserve of God. By God's grace, we are saved and justified. Child of God, it is not any serious way that you and I do. The job has already been concluded. Yours is to accept Christ as your Lord and personal Savior and key into this grace that gives you leverage in this difficult world that we are living in. Whether you like it or not, afflictions are part of humanity, troubles are part of this end time. There is so much difficulties all over, but it takes people who are in Christ to be able to find their way out. Difficulties abound. Economy is shrinking. People struggle to make ends meet. Nothing seems to be working. Politicians are deceiving us. But there is somebody who does not lie to his children. It is God. That which is said, he's committed to his word. He is more than able to do it. He means what he said and he says what it means. So whatever God promised you in his word, his integrity is intact. It is up to you to believe the word of God. It is up to you to have faith in God and see him bring his manifestation come to pass in your life. Zechariah chapter 4 verse 7. Who art thou, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel, thou shalt become plain and shall bring forth the headstone thereon with shouting, crying, grace, grace unto him. So there is something unique about the grace of God. The grace of God give you leverage. The grace of God give you an advantage over your competitors. A man operating under grace lives sweat-free life. Difficulties are subsides anytime you operate in grace. The grace of God will take you to places under normal circumstances your strength cannot take you. There is something unique about the grace of God. When that grace hits you, child of God, it fast track your destiny, it fast track your life. You need the grace of God to carry you to the next level of your life. You need the grace of God to connect you to the right people in this life. There are people who, in spite of all the difficulties, there are people who are enjoying us sweatlessly because they understand the place of grace. They understand the place of divine grace, the uniqueness of the grace of God. Every kingdom giant is grace made. Every kingdom giant is a grace made. When you operate under grace, people don't see effort, they only see results. You don't struggle, yet you succeed. Many are under so much pressure and struggle because we forsake the place of grace. Every kingdom giant is grace made. When you operate under grace, people don't see effort, but they only see result. You don't struggle, yet you succeed. Many are under so much pressure and struggle because we forsake the place of the grace. There are many out there who believe in their strength. They believe in their connection, their strategic connection, their political connection, who you know. In the midst of all this, yet nothing seems to be working. But a child who understands the place of grace, a man who key in the arena of grace, moves sweatlessly in life. Everything seems to be working sweatlessly for such a person. This afternoon, I commend the grace of God to somebody listening to me. The grace of God that is able to bring deliverance to God's children. The grace of God that is able to bring prosperity. The grace that is able to bring healing. The grace that is able to bring stability in the affairs of men. I recommend that grace to you this afternoon in the name of Jesus. I key to that grace for you in the name of Jesus. Wherever you are listening from, let the grace of God speak for you. Let the grace of God work for you this afternoon in the name of Jesus. Where your connection couldn't do it, let the grace of God do it for you in the name of Jesus. Let the grace of God shut the mouth of your enemies. Let the grace of God put your critics to shame in the name of Jesus. I recommend that grace for you this afternoon. Let the grace of God speak for you in the name of Jesus. Let that grace connect you in the name of Jesus. Let that grace take you to the height that no one has ever attained in your family in the name of Jesus. May that grace speak for you in the name of Jesus. Righteousness is simply having a right standing with God. It is a free gift of God provided by Jesus Christ at the cross of Calvary. Through the grace of God that comes as Christians acceptable before God. Righteousness consciously means living with a mindset developed to accept the finished work of Christ at Calvary and walking into it. Child of God, there is no effort. Yours is to just confess Christ as your Lord and personal Savior. Yours is to connect to this grace. Yours is to key into this grace. Key into what happened on the cross of Calvary. And that is the beginning of greatness. That is the beginning of the manifestation of that glorious destiny that God promised you in His Word. You don't need any effort. The only effort is to confess Christ as your Lord and personal Savior. You need Christ in your life. No matter your status in this life, if there is somebody you need more in this end time, you need Jesus Christ. You can't do without Him. It doesn't matter how powerful you are in society. It doesn't matter your connections. You still need this man. Because it will get to a point, your strength to fail you. By strength shall no man prevail. Nobody has ever succeeded with his strength. Because at a point in time, your strength will fail you. But a man that lean on the everlasting arm of God will never know what is called failure. Things may be tough, things may be difficult, but because that man is with you, there is no way you are going to experience failure. Failure will be far from you. A man operating under grace will excel in every area of his life. A man operating under grace will make it sweatlessly. Things will be difficult. Opposition may arise. People may turn their back against you. But a man operating under grace can never fail. This afternoon, may the grace of God speak for you in the name of Jesus. May the grace of God speak for you in the name of Jesus. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ speak for you without delay in the name of Jesus. However, despite Christ's finished work at Calvary, some are still bearing unnecessary burdens, thereby living outside of grace. One reason people do not live in grace is due to lack of knowledge. For the word of God declares in Hosea chapter 4 verse 8, for lack of knowledge my own people perish. Knowledge is very important. What you don't know will kill you. What you don't know, child of God, will take you into your early grave. Revelation you don't have will take you into your early grave. Child of God, knowledge will give you upper hand. Knowledge will give you a leverage over your competitors. Knowledge will give you an upper hand over those who are competing with you. You need the knowledge of God. You need the revelation of God's word in order for you to scale the affairs of this life. You need knowledge. Knowledge is very important, and that knowledge can only be gotten in the word of God. So your ability to study the word of God will give you insight, will give you, will reveal the man of God into whatever situation you find yourself. May the man of God be revealed to you this afternoon, wherever you are listening from. Let the man of God be made available unto you in the name of Jesus. Let the man of God be made available unto you in the name of Jesus. May God reveal deep secrets unto you, secret that will take you to the next level of your life. Let those secrets be made available unto you in the name of Jesus. Receive the secret of God, divine secret of God, the nugget of God. Receive them in the name of Jesus. Ignorance of God's word is the most undoing of many Christians, because the unawareness of your right allows you to be trampled upon by the enemy. If you don't know your kingdom right, if you don't know your right as a kingdom citizen, the devil will trample on your right. People will speak ill of you. People will spat on you because you don't know your right as a citizen in this kingdom. People will molest you. Demons will contend with you just because you don't know your place as a kingdom citizen. It is my prayer that nobody will trample on your right this afternoon. As you gain adequate knowledge of every benefit on your birth, you will begin to walk in the righteousness consciousness and command result effortlessly in Jesus' name. As you gain adequate knowledge of every benefit of new birth, you will begin to walk in the righteousness consciousness and command result effortlessly in Jesus' name. Child of God, what you don't know, you cannot have. In this kingdom, whatever you are not expecting, you cannot have it. Any blessing you are not expecting, you cannot have it. Your expectation of God will determine what comes of you. Your expectation will determine the miracle or the breakthrough that you receive. So if you are not expecting anything from God, child of God, you can't have it. And everything is on the platform of grace. It says, come to the throne of grace boldly and receive that which you want in time of need. So there is always a season of need in every believer's life. But when grace is available, you have those things sweatlessly. It is my prayer for you this afternoon, wherever you are listening from, that let the grace of God that makes things easy, let that grace speak for you in the name of Jesus. Let that grace be made available unto you in the name of Jesus. In the area of your finances, may the grace of God be, may the grace of God speak for you in the name of Jesus. In the area of your health, oh God, receive that healing in the name of Jesus. In the area of your marriage, oh God, receive that grace in the name of Jesus. Let that door open for you in the name of Jesus. Let that door open in the name of Jesus. Let that door open in the name of Jesus. The grace to excel, let that grace fall upon you in the name of Jesus. Let difficulties be far from you. Anywhere the grace of God is available, protocols are suspended. Who you know is taken care of? Is it promotion that is not overdue? Because the grace of God is available this afternoon, receive that promotion in the name of Jesus. Receive that breakthrough in the name of Jesus. Receive that favor in the name of Jesus. Receive that blessing in the name of Jesus. Receive that open heaven in the name of Jesus. May God show you mercy this afternoon and exalt you in the name of Jesus. Anybody who think it is in their power to do you hurt, may God disappoint them because of the availability of his grace this afternoon. Let the grace of God disappoint your enemies in the name of Jesus. Let the grace of God disappoint them that sit in counsel against you. Any wicked consultation against you because of the availability of the grace of God, let that counsel become foolishness in the name of Jesus. I pray for you this afternoon in the name of Jesus that the hand of God is coming upon you. Everything that seems not to be working this afternoon in the name of Jesus, I see it working in the name of Jesus. I see it working in the name of Jesus. I see it working in the name of Jesus. I see it working in the name of Jesus. Let it begin to work for you in the name of Jesus. Let it begin to work for you in the name of Jesus. Let it begin to work for you in the name of Jesus. Another reason is self-help, oh God. Another reason is self-help. We are grace-made, not self-made. Trying to achieve result by strength and willpower will drain you and leave you with no result. 1 Samuel chapter 2 verse 9b, by strength shall no man prevail. Anytime you want to figure things out by your own strength, child of God, you fail. Leave everything in the hands of God. The grace of God is able to perfect everything that concerns you. So the book of 1 Samuel chapter 2, it says, chapter 2 verse, it says, by strength shall no man prevail. By connection shall no man prevail. By your academic qualification shall no man prevail. By strength shall no man prevail. It is the grace of God that works things out. Let that grace this afternoon connect you to the right people. Let that grace connect you to the source of your greatness in the name of Jesus. To the source of your blessing, may the grace of God connect you in the name of Jesus. Anybody standing between you and your next level, because of the grace of God this afternoon, let them be set aside in the name of Jesus. Let them be removed in the name of Jesus. Let them give way in the name of Jesus. Let the grace of God that makes people, let that grace take you to the palace in the name of Jesus. The terrorism is due to alternatives. Child of God, never see God as an option. Remain focused on the help that comes from God. Refuse to live with alternatives. Jeremiah 17 verse 7 says, blessed is the man that trusted in the Lord and whose hope is in the Lord. Blessed is the man that trusted in the Lord and whose hope is in the Lord. Child of God, on who do you put your hope and your trust on? Child of God, who do you put your trust and your hope on? For Jeremiah, he said, blessed is the man that put his hope and his trust in the Lord. Yes, it is true. You are heavily connected. You know people. You are heavily linked up. But you see, if God did not touch the heart of even those people, you can never be blessed. That is why it is very imperative, it is very important to put your hope and your faith in God. God will never disappoint you in any day or any day. It is impossible to put your faith and your trust in God for him to disappoint. It is not possible. Yet things may not come in your own timing. Things may not come in your own time, in your own season. But you see, putting your faith in God, God is having your destiny in his hands. He know when to release that miracle for you. He know when to release that blessing for you. So if I were you this afternoon, I will put my hope and my faith in God. I will put my trust in the leading of the Spirit of God. Stop putting your faith in men. Stop putting your faith in people. People will always disappoint you. And a promise is not a debt. A man can promise you, and he will tell last minute that I am sorry, I cannot fulfill my promise. You can't do anything to him because the person is not owing you. It is a promise. But if God promise you, be rest assured that he will never fail you. He will never fail you. Never see God as an alternative. Never see God as an option. Most of us go to God where all hope is gone. Where all the people that we put our faith and our trust on, when they disappoint us, that is when we know that there is somebody called God. But today, this afternoon, it is my prayer that from today, you look out to God. So David said, I will look out to the hills from when comes my help. Your help coming from the Lord, the creator of the universe. Child of God, from today, learn to put your faith in God. Learn to put your trust in God. Stop depending on people. Stop depending on men, because men will surely disappoint you. And when they help you tomorrow, you hear it somewhere that it is as a result of my help that this guy is able to make it to where he is today. But when God decides to bless you, nobody takes the credit. Nobody can sit anywhere and insult you. Child of God, the condition for this mega breakthrough is accepting Christ as your Lord and personal Savior. Accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior. It doesn't matter what is happening around. It is my prayer for you that you have the revelation, you have the insight, you have the foresight to know the season in which we are in the end time. The devil is on the loose, deceiving many. So today, because of difficulties, many are running after false gods. People consulting oracles, consulting mediums, just because they want to make it in life. But understand that anything Satan gives you is temporal. Anything Satan gives you, he'll come after you tomorrow. But if God give it to you, child of God, it is eternal and there is peace attached to it. There are many who are enjoying certain blessings. They call it blessing, but they can't even sleep in their own houses. Yet they call it blessing. People see them as being blessed, but it is only God who knows what they are going through. Today, because people want to make it, many want to make it. Now they resort to sakawa, blood money. But you see, never take solace in what the devil gives you. But I would rather encourage you this afternoon to put your faith and your trust in God. No matter how difficult things are, child of God, open your heart and accept Christ as your Lord and personal Savior. For in him there is peace. There is love. There are blessings. There are connections. There are breakthroughs in God. Yes, things may delay. This may be difficult, but you see, no man put his trust on this God, and the person is left disappointed. It is not possible. It is very, very important. This afternoon, I recommend Jesus to you wherever you are listening from. I recommend the grace of God unto you. the grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared unto all men. So if there is a grace that brings salvation, then there's also a grace that brings prosperity. There is a grace of God that brings healing. There is a grace of God that brings good news. There's also the grace of God that brings favor. Let that grace speak for you in the name of Jesus. Let that grace speak for you in the name of Jesus. Let that grace speak for you this afternoon in the name of Jesus. Connect to that grace in the name of Jesus. Connect to the grace of God that is able to change a man's life. Connect to that grace. By the grace of God, I've seen people who were nobody many years ago, but today, by the grace of God, they are millionaires. That is what God is able to do. That's what God is able to do. I know people who were buried in, but today, by the grace of God, they are healed. They are strong as fiddle. There is nothing the grace of God is not able to do, child of God. Connect to that grace in the name of Jesus. Connect to that grace in the name of Jesus. Let that grace mold you. Anything your strength can achieve is not a blessing. Anything you can do by your own self is not a blessing. Blessing is God invading your life and doing the impossible in your life. Child of God, this afternoon, God is knocking at your door. The grace of God that changes a man's life, that grace is available this afternoon in the name of Jesus. Receive that grace wherever you are listening from. Let that grace order your steps in the name of Jesus. The word of God declares that the steps of righteous are ordered by the Lord. God only ordered the steps of his righteous ones. So if you have no connection with God, there is no way he's going to order your steps. God will order your steps into that greatness in the name of Jesus, into that marriage in the name of Jesus, into that blessing in the name of Jesus, into that prosperity in the name of Jesus. God is going to order your step into that blessing, into that glory. Receive that grace in the name of Jesus. The grace of God that bring your healing. Receive that healing in the name of Jesus. I don't know the verdict of medical doctors of God, but I see the wind of healing blowing in the name of Jesus. Receive that healing in the name of Jesus. From the crown of your head to the soles of your feet, O God. Receive that healing in the name of Jesus. Let that healing speak for you this afternoon in the name of Jesus. Let that healing speak for you this afternoon in the name of Jesus. Receive that healing in the name of Jesus. There is nothing the grace of God cannot do. There is nothing the grace of God cannot do. Alternatives will not take you anywhere. Alternatives will not take you anywhere. The fourth reason is depending on man. We have been commanded by God to depend on him. God withdraws his grace whenever we draw on man. 1 Peter 5:7. Cast all your burden, cast all your care upon him, for he cares for you. God does not take delight in his children going to people, going particularly unbelievers for help. God is counting on you to believe on him, to believe in his promises, to bring his prophetic agenda to come to pass in your life, so that no man will take glory, no man will take credit for what God has done in your life. This afternoon, I pray for you. I pray for you that the days of depending on men are behind you. That from today you key into the grace of God that is able to bring transformation in our lives. Let that grace begin to speak for you in the name of Jesus. Let that grace begin to liberate you from every bondage. Let that grace begin to liberate for every servant, for every slavery in the name of Jesus, from every financial slavery in the name of Jesus, for every medical slavery in the name of Jesus, for every marital slavery. May the grace of God deliver you from that net in the name of Jesus. This afternoon, I see the grace of God working for you. any situation you find yourself that is unbearable this afternoon, if you only open your heart for God to invade that situation, God will take away that burden out of your life in the name of Jesus, and the grace of God will be made available to bring result and transformation in your life. Cast your burden upon Him, for He cares upon you, for He cares for you. Jesus cares for you, child of God. Nobody can ever love you than Jesus, than what Jesus can do for you. No man or woman can ever love you than Jesus going to the cross to die for you. That is the greatest love that ever happened to humanity, that he laid down His life for you and I, order for us to be saved. This afternoon, receive the grace of God. A life of grace is the distinguishing force that makes the difference from one believer to another. Let me take that one again. The life of grace is the distinguishing force that makes the difference from one person to another. A man operating under grace gets results sweatlessly, and a man depending on his strength struggle to achieve results. This afternoon, I recommend the grace of God for you and your household, the grace of God in your ministry, the grace of God in your business, the grace of God in your marriage, the grace of God in your health, the grace of God in every department of your life. Let the grace of God speak for you in the name of Jesus. Let the grace of God roll away every difficulty out of your life in the name of Jesus. That from today, the grace of God will take it from begging into abundance in the name of Jesus, from struggling into making it in the name of Jesus. From today, you will not struggle again in the name of Jesus. From today, you will not struggle again in the name of Jesus. From today, struggling is far from you in the name of Jesus. Madika Vasata. Child of God, understand that without grace, there is a limit you can go in life. Without grace, there is a quota place on your destiny. There are limitations placed on your destiny without the grace of God. It is only the grace of God that can lift those limits off you in the name of Jesus. It is only the grace of God that can lift that quota off your life in the name of Jesus. To some of us, there are destiny barriers placed on us, that we cannot go beyond certain barriers in life, that there is a blockade on our way, that we cannot go beyond those blockades. But today, this afternoon, any blockade before you, any barricade before you, that you are not able to see the goodness of God, because of the grace of God available this afternoon, that blockade is removed in the name of Jesus. That barrier is removed in the name of Jesus. That medical barrier is removed in the name of Jesus. That marital crisis is settled in the name of Jesus. That financial difficulty is settled in the name of Jesus. That verdict from medical doctor, that negative verdict from your physician, is permanently corrected in the name of Jesus. You will not die before your time, but you will live to declare the goodness of the Lord. The grace of God will bring destiny helpers on your way in every department of your life, in the area you are limited. This afternoon, I see the grace of God invading that particular area of your life, and I am seeing a great change coming to you in the name of Jesus. A change that cannot be questioned, a change that cannot be contested by any man, a change that liberates your destiny for every captivity, for every slavery. May God remember you this afternoon in the name of Jesus. Bible says, and the Lord remember Noah. May God remember you this afternoon in the name of Jesus. Let the book of remembrance be open unto you this afternoon in the name of Jesus. Let the book of remembrance be open in the name of Jesus. May God show you kindness in the name of Jesus. May God show you great kindness in the name of Jesus. May God show you great kindness in the name of Jesus. Anything that has become a mountain before you this afternoon, because of the availability of grace, let that mountain become level in the name of Jesus. Let that mountain become level in the name of Jesus. Every mountain of indebtedness, let it be removed in the name of Jesus. You are surrounded by debt. May that debt be taken care of in the name of Jesus. Sometimes what to eat is a problem, but from today, God is changing that story in the name of Jesus. You will eat your choicest meal in the name of Jesus. You will eat your best meal in the name of Jesus. You have 3 squares a day in the name of Jesus. From today, poverty is giving way in the name of Jesus. From today, what is called poverty is history now in the name of Jesus. You will not depend on people in order for you to survive in the name of Jesus. May God release his prosperity upon you in the name of Jesus. May God release his blessings upon you in the name of Jesus. May God release his miracle upon you in the name of Jesus. This afternoon, I hear God, there is a change in the name of Jesus. There is a grace coming your way in the name of Jesus. If only you align yourself with his word in the name of Jesus. If only you connect your spirit to his spirit now in the name of Jesus. Let that connection be so strong upon you in the name of Jesus. May God connect you to the right person in the name of Jesus. May God connect you to the right people in the name of Jesus. In your ministry, in your finances, oh God, in your business, oh God, may God connect you in the name of Jesus. Let failure be far from you. Let disappointment be far from you. Let sickness be far from you. As I said earlier on, every kingdom giant is grace made. I've seen people who were nobody many years ago, but because of the availability of the grace of God, today they are giants. They are giants. I know people who were struggling many years ago, but because of the connection of grace on their life, today their household names, they are blessed today. And they are now voices in this nation. Child of God, a man operating under grace cannot be ignored. Stop depending on your effort. Stop depending on I can do it myself. If something that you can do by yourself, but now you shouldn't be here, you shouldn't be where you are today. You started putting your faith on your strength, on your connection. It has not taken you anywhere. So from today, I want you to make up your mind that God, from today, I want to serve you. I will serve you. I want to key into your grace, the grace that is able to change a man's heart. I want to key into that grace in the name of Jesus. Let that grace speak for me in the name of Jesus. Let that grace liberate me this afternoon in the name of Jesus. When you see a man that is genuinely blessed by God, check the place of grace in that person's life. It has nothing to do with strength or mind. No. Because there are people who are hardworking. Go on the street of Accra and you see how people are laboring. You look at the trap pushers. Look at the energy they exert every day. But what do they have? It is not about hard work. Hard work is good. But see, hard work does not pay. Blessings of God that make her rich and added no sorrow unto it. People came into your organization within few years. They are promoted, you are still where you are. Check the place of grace in your life. Don't forsake the place of grace in your life, because grace is able to do the impossible. Never ignore the place of grace in your life. Never ignore the place of the finished work on the cross of Calvary. This afternoon, may the hand of God be upon you for good and not for evil. May God reveal himself unto you in a very special way. See the favor of God. in dimensions you've never done before. From today, swim in the grace of God that bring prosperity, the grace of God that bring healing. Let that grace speak for you in the name of Jesus. Let that grace bring transformation in your life. Anywhere you find yourself, that you are surrounded by difficulties, troubles, evil, people have no regard for you, child of God, is an indication that you are lacking grace. Anytime you think you can make it on your own, it is an indication that grace is far from you. It is an indication that grace is far from you. This afternoon, may the grace of God be so close to you than never before. Let the grace of God clothe you like a garment. Experience the grace of God in dimensions you've never known before. From today, when people see you, let them say of it too, this is the grace of God at work. Receive that miracle effortlessly in the name of Jesus. Exert your energy in that blessing in the name of Jesus. From today, receive the visitation of God. Receive supernatural turnaround in the name that is above every other name. I engage God on your behalf this afternoon in the name of Jesus. I engage the grace of God upon my Father, Lord God, on your behalf this afternoon in the name of Jesus. Let that grace take you from nowhere to somewhere in the name of Jesus. Let that grace catapult you to the next level of your life. The next level of greatness. The next level of breakthrough. The next level of turnaround. In the name that is above every other name. Yesterday people were knocking at you, but today a new chapter is open for you because of the grace of God. People are saying that you not amount to anything, but because grace is available, from today you are stepping into that open door, that door of greatness in the name of Jesus, that door of miracle in the name of Jesus, that door of breakthrough. You are entering into that door in the name of Jesus. From today, acceptance is your portion. You'll be accepted in the name of Jesus. You'll be accepted in the name of Jesus. You'll be accepted in the name of Jesus. May God cause men and women to accept you in the name of Jesus. Wherever you go, because of the grace of God available unto you, may you be accepted in the name of Jesus. May you experience favor in the name of Jesus. Dimensions of favor in the name of Jesus. May God cause men and women to accept you and to favor your cause in the name of Jesus. What people take years to get because of the grace of God, may you receive it in mass in the name of Jesus. This afternoon, as I said, the grace of God will give you that which men cannot give you. The grace of God is a force that will push you to every door that is shut against you. When the force of grace is at work, connections are suspended, protocols are suspended. The hand of God is virtually at work. You don't need who you know. Child of God, if who you know open a door for you, it will take your competence for you to be sustained in that job. But if the grace of God is what opened that door for you, no matter who comes and go, you remain in that organization. You will be promoted and people will still be there. You need the grace of God. You need the grace of God. Let the grace of God speak for you. Let the grace of God speak for you. Zerubbabel did it with the help of the grace of God. Resources were made available to him in order for him to build the temple. People brought resources, people brought wood, cement, everything that was needed in order for the temple to be built. It was made available. Child of God, when the grace of God is available, even people who vow not to help you, because the grace is on them, they'll be compelled to help you. You you need the grace of God this afternoon. The grace of God is Jesus Christ invading your life. By grace are you saved, not of your works, but the finished work on the cross of Calvary. So connect to the grace of God on the cross of Calvary. Let that grace speak for you this afternoon in the name of Jesus. It doesn't matter the verdict of man. It doesn't matter the conclusion of man over your life. If only you understand the place of grace. If only you understand the place of salvation, child of God. Salvation comes as a package. Everything inclusive. God will make this available unto you. Don't allow anybody to take you outside of God's grace. Because in the grace of God, there is prosperity. The house you are looking for, it is in the grace of God. The car you want to drive, it is in the grace of God. That marriage, it is in the grace of God. There are people who are highly educated, but they are devoid of God's grace. It is evident on their life. Child of God, I believe so much in education. When I see people who are educated, I admire them. I thank God for their life. But child of God, never put your hope, never bang your hope on your certificate. Because there are people who are blessed, who are not even educated, but they are blessed than some of you who are educated. There are people who are not educated, but they employ graduate. So what about that one? It is up to you this afternoon to make up your mind. It is up to you this afternoon to make up your mind that God, I want to give myself to you. Do the impossible in my life. That which I cannot do. That which my father couldn't do. Lord, use me to do it. There are limitations in my family. There are weaknesses in my family. There are restrictions in my family that we are not able to go far. But Father, I am banking on your grace. Let that grace that is able to change a whole family, the history of a whole family, let that grace fall upon me this afternoon in the name of Jesus. Wherever you are listening for, let that grace locate you in the name of Jesus. Let that grace speak for you in the name of Jesus. Let that grace speak for you in the name of Jesus. Experience the grace of God this afternoon. That grace that is able to take you into a place of honor this afternoon, wherever you are. It is my prayer for you that the grace of God that has taken many far, that same grace will take you to a place that you don't even deserve to be. That grace will take you to places under normal circumstances your strength and your mind couldn't take you. But this afternoon, may that grace speak for you in the name of Jesus. I call for the grace of God to invade your life in the name of Jesus. Let that grace connect you in the name of Jesus. Let that grace take you to the palaces in the name of Jesus. Let that grace take you to strategic helpers in the name of Jesus. I declare you blessed and so shall it be according to the word of God. This afternoon, receive the grace to prosper in the name that is above every other name. I thank you. I bless you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. So this afternoon, we are going to pray for the grace of God to be released upon your life in the name of Jesus. The grace of God that bring transformation in people's life, for God. The grace of God that bring redemption. Let that grace of God come upon you in the name of Jesus. Let that grace of God invade your life in the name of Jesus. Libra de mo zata bra ila katona mo sete. Libra de mo Father, in the name that is above every other name, we bless the demand on your grace, O God, in the name of Jesus. We bless the demand on your grace, O God, in the name of Jesus. That grace, O God, that bring prosperity. Let that grace fall upon us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let that grace fall upon my listeners, O God, in the name of Jesus. The grace, O God, that bring restoration, O God. Let that grace fall upon my listeners, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let that grace fall upon them, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let that grace fall upon them, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let that grace fall upon them, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let that grace fall upon them, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let that grace fall upon them, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let that grace fall upon them, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let that grace fall upon them, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let that grace fall upon them, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let that grace fall upon them, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let that grace fall upon them, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let that grace fall upon them, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let that grace fall upon them, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let that grace fall upon them, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let that grace fall upon them, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let that grace fall upon them, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let that grace fall upon them, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let that grace fall upon them, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let that grace fall upon them, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let that grace fall upon them, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let that grace fall upon them, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let that grace fall upon them, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let that grace fall upon them, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let that grace fall upon them, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let that grace fall upon them, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let that grace fall upon them, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let that grace fall upon them, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let that grace fall upon them, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let that grace fall upon them, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let that grace fall upon them, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let that grace fall upon them, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let that grace fall upon them, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let that grace fall upon them, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let that grace fall upon them, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let that grace fall upon them, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let that grace fall upon them, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let that grace fall upon them, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let that grace fall upon them, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let that grace fall upon them, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let that grace fall upon them, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let that grace fall upon them, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let that grace fall upon them, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let that grace fall upon them, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let that grace fall upon them, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let that grace fall upon them, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let that grace fall upon them, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let that grace fall upon them, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let that grace fall upon them, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let that grace fall upon them, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let that grace fall upon them, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let that grace fall upon them, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let that grace fall upon them, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let that grace fall upon them, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let that grace fall upon them, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let that grace fall upon them, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let that grace fall upon them, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let that grace fall upon them, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let that grace fall upon them, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let that grace fall upon them, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let that grace fall upon them, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let that grace fall upon them, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let that grace fall upon them, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let that grace fall upon you in the name of Jesus, O God. Let that grace open your heart in the name of Jesus. Let's begin to pray. My dini mo We are praying the last prayer, Lord God. The book of Titus says, if the grace of God that brings salvation appear unto all men. So if there is a grace that brings salvation, then there is also a grace that brings healing. Wherever our listeners are, Lord God, anybody who is buried in, Lord God, anybody who is on the hospital bed, Lord God, may God heal them in the name of Jesus. Let the grace of God that brings healing, let that grace appear unto them in the name of Jesus. Let them be taken off that medical bed, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Let them receive the healing power of God in the name of Jesus. Let's begin to pray. My deeper their finances, O God, in the name of Jesus. Their marriages, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let them be healed, O God. Their relationships, O God. Let them be healed, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we bless you this afternoon. We thank you. We worship your holy name, O God, in the name of Jesus. The all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.